Farm Network.
Ag Country Farm Credit Services Legislative and Public Affairs Officer Andy Martin says it's looking like the farm bill may be up against its end of September deadline and require an extension.
Not a real shock to those that were following real closely, just with the history of the Farm Bill, the dynamics of the House and the Senate, and the fact that the House flipped last November after the election. It really was kind of putting people a little bit behind the curve on getting things done, because committee assignments hadn't been made. The members had a little bit of a learning curve getting going, and there's some other issues too going on. The Congressional Budget Office hasn't been able to get numbers out as quickly as folks would have wanted, but we're seeing some progress there as well. So I think some work happening right after the August recess is very likely, and we hope to see some activity very soon.
In recent visits to Washington, D.C., Martin says they focused on two key priorities when talking with lawmakers.
We were talking about our number one priority, protecting crop insurance, and thinking about ways to perhaps enhance that so that there's less of a need for disaster assistance programs, ad hoc disaster assistance programs in the future. We also had a group of young farmer and ranchers with us, and we were talking a lot about, you know, ways to support them. And one of those ways would be to increase the FSA guaranteed and direct loan limits, so that they keep up with the pace of inflation and the real cost of agriculture these days.
The National